بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
باب فضل الأذان. This is the chapter on the virtue of Adhan. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لسبقوا إليه ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبا متفق عليه. In this hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, if only the people knew the rewards, the thawab of calling out the adhan. An-nida here refers to adhan. If only the people knew the rewards for calling out the adhan and standing in the first saf, as-safful awwal, and there was no other way for them to attain giving the adhan or standing in the first saf but to draw lots. In other words, the whole masjid cannot go and give adhan. We just have one muazzin, only one person can call out the adhan for each salah. But if people understood the reward of adhan, that each one will fight to give the adhan, and everybody wants to give the adhan, and also to stand in the first saf. So now who are you going to appoint and who's going to stand in the first saf? If everybody wants to stand there and there's a huge crowd now, people are queuing up to give the adhan or queuing up to stand in the first saf. So even if it means that they have to take the names and put into, write on the paper and then draw lots and see whose name comes out to stand in the first saf and whose name comes out to give the adhan, then they would do it. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting the great importance, the significance, the tremendous rewards in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for two things mentioned here: calling out the adhan and standing in the first saf. So if we are unable to call out the adhan, at least try and come in the first saf. We come early to the masjid, fill in the first saf. Many times we're just sitting in the back or in the sahan area and not realizing we're losing out on great rewards. وَلُوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. And if only the people knew of the rewards of going early for salah, then they would make sure that they go there early. They would race each other. لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. Here, we find ourselves coming late and we're racing to catch up for the jama'at, so the jama'at doesn't, we don't miss out the jama'at. The hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, is emphasizing the importance of going well in advance for salah. If only the people knew the rewards of going early for salah, لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ, they will race one another just to make it early for salah. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَتَمَ وَالصُّبْحِ لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبًّا. If only the people knew the great rewards of performing especially the Isha salah and the Fajr salah, then they would attend them even if they had to crawl and go for salah. So here, of course, all salah is extremely important. It is compulsory for us to perform all salah and for the menfolk to be in the masjid. It is necessary for us to read our salah to jamaat. It is wajib. Here, Rasulullah specifically emphasized Fajr salah and Isha salah because these are two salah which a person becomes lax. Man just reaches home, he's tired, he's had supper, he wants to relax. So he feels it lazy to go for Isha salah, especially when Isha is late. And also Fajr salah, when Fajr is early, then a person becomes very lax or he just reads it at home. Here the hadith is saying, if they only knew the rewards of these two great salah, they will come, they will attend it, walau habban, even if they have to crawl and come. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.